You're listening to SBS News.
In the forests that surround Ethiopia's refugee camps, collecting firewood is fraught with danger. And according to 16-year-old Nyakal Kair, the biggest fear for women has nothing to do with the wildlife.
Going to the forest poses a lot of problems. You may find strangers in the forest or wild animals who run up to you. Some of us will come home wounded. Yes, some of us are raped.
They're risks Nyakal has to take so she can keep warm and cook the little food she has. Nyakal is essentially on her own at the Kule camp. Her father was killed in South Sudan civil war, while her mother, who she hasn't heard from in 5 years, told Nyakal to escape to Ethiopia without her.
I am not disappointed with my mum because it was the war that separated us. And she still might be looking for me, like how I am looking for her.
Unfortunately, Nyakal's situation is far from unique, with some 300,000 child refugees living in 7 camps in Gambela. They are all from South Sudan, and almost 40,000 children are without their parents. Emmanuel Gadibo, a child protection officer with aid agency Plan International, says unaccompanied and separated minors are most at risk.
That poses a very big challenge to their growth and development because this puts children in a vulnerable situation. They can be exposed to abuse, neglect, exploitation.
Nyakweth Tut is 16 years old and looks after her 3 younger siblings. And while the 4 of them were taken in by a foster mother, Nyakweth says she is still the primary carer of her brothers and sister.
Life now and life before are not the same because you can't compare your mother and your foster mother, because my mother could do whatever she can for her children, but a foster mum, while we do appreciate what she does for us and she treats us like her children, but she cannot be the same as your mother.
Nyakweth wants to be a nurse so she can take care of her community. But while there are schools at the Gambela camps, there aren't enough teachers to cater for the number of children. Mamone Moletsani, the UNHCR's Child Protection Officer in Ethiopia, explains.
Classrooms are overcrowded, the material is not enough, teacher capacity is limited, to reach all the number of children and even provide a quality education.
Nyamuch and her husband Simon Jinup have nothing but a tiny hut and their 18-month-old daughter Nyalat. But ask Simon about their dreams and the answer, like most people at the camps, involves school.
For our future, we'll take care of her and we'll teach her how people live. And when she reaches a certain age, we'll tell her to go to school so she can take care of herself in the future.
In Gambela, Ethiopia, Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.